and you're reinforcing the thought that this is okay to do. Abel,
who's
do
green?
That.
There are not large
the
figures
left
on the left.
Does that all the time.
X, give me
they
an example.
Cash in
who?
The W,
who on the
cheaters,
left?
This is people demonstrating it. Their rights to freedom and what
Gavin Newsom absolutely you're such a ghoulish fuck. Gavin Newsom absolutely never said that.
You,
the next
I'm
guy that you see
you.
Dying, please don't fucking pretend that you give a fuck, okay? Play the clip a few times, get some fucking laughs, go and fucking, don't pretend you actually give a fuck
Yo,
about any of this shit. Because you guys are the problem. It is your fault. People are doing ass people are the worst.
I am the most
the worst.
Consistent
you're not consistent.
You'll ever
yes,
find.
I agree.
I am
consistently
so consistent.
Fucking what you're advocating for is extinction on one side, and you're pretending there's some morality in it because you're not affected. That's all you're doing at the end of the day.
The language you're using is crazy, but I think it's awful. I think you're so brave.
It's so brave of you
I mean,
to call me out. Good job. Nice.
What's up? What's up?
Hi, what's up? I'm just watching you streaming and memeing.
Okay, what did I say that set you off this time?
Okay, here's my issue. All right.
Here comes. That's it.
Have you heard of Prisoner's Dilemma before?
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna add I'm well versed, right?
Yeah.
But it's like I've heard the exact example. It's like good. Yeah. It's like a gotta do it. He's gonna do it. I gotta do it. It's like this gamified. No.
Yeah. So the issue is that over the past 10-15 years in the United States, conservatives have been infinitely ramping up the violent rhetoric over and over and over again. But every time it happens, the casual centrist crowd, so the Joe Rogans or the Asmund Golds or people like you, seem to think that they're not doing this at all. And all of the violence is only coming from the left.
Well, and I've never portrayed my audience ever like that. I've never postured myself like that ever.
Okay. Do you agree that most of the violent rhetoric right now is coming from Donald Trump and the right?
As in what?
As in when Donald Trump, somebody tried to shoot at him, Biden came out and made a speech, and Biden said, everybody needs to calm down. This isn't okay. We don't shoot our opponents. But when Donald Trump made a speech yesterday, he blamed the radical left Democrats, even though we have no idea who the shooter even is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll agree to that. Just to continue the conversation. I think, I feel like putting these things like that or whatever, I'm not in the field of politics, whatever, of like finding out who's more at fault or not at fault or whatever. I don't really care about that. I didn't think. The whole thing is senseless and dog shit. That's where I'm at.
Isn't that like literally the most opinion to have, though?
I don't think it's.
If somebody killed somebody else and they said it was in self-defense, isn't it kind of important to figure out what the fact of the matter is before you know if they had the right to kill somebody or not?
I think that we're like going away from like
not going away from anything. I'm just saying.
The main topic of what just happened.
I'm saying that
there's no justification of murder. It's just not. There's no.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that if in a case where somebody kills somebody else, if somebody were to claim self-defense, it's important to know the fact of the matter, right? You wouldn't just say, "Oh, well, you should never kill anybody." If somebody killed somebody in the Rittenhouse circumstance or in some police shooting or whatever else, right? You kind of need to know the facts of the matter to have an opinion.
In
on...
a scenario like that, yes, but
okay.
I don't think that we're even approaching that, but. Go ahead.
You don't think we're at a state right now in the United States of America where Donald Trump is making threats to states to send in the National Guard, where he's already forcibly deployed the National Guard in states and then the Marines to California, when he's has the feds running around arresting people in masks, when we have alligator Alcatraz down in Florida, when we've invoked the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelans with no due process, when we're showing videos of blowing up boats in the ocean and bragging about murdering 11 people who we think were drug dealers with no due process or any investigation at all, when we're talking about paying $10 million rewards to arrest foreign leaders in Venezuela, you don't think we're there yet? When we just named the Department of Defense the Department of War to show how epic it is, when we make jokes about invading Greenland or the Panama Canal, when we brag about successfully bombing places in Iran.
So... if I agree with you on everything like that, right?
Sure.
It doesn't take away from anything that I've said or how I've connected myself around the topic of what just happened. I think they're two separate topics.
Do you understand how infuriating it is when one side is saying this over and over and over again? We'll never back off a single point. We'll never apologize.
It's infuriating, but you have to be better. If
no.
you don't like what they're doing, you have to be better. Is what it is.
Okay.
Just be better.
If you and me both have a log that we're trying to set on fire, you're holding a match and I'm holding a match. Would you just tell me to extinguish my match and the log won't catch fire? Does it work that way? You understand that doesn't do anything, right? Like it can't. It has to be both sides. It can't just be one side. If one side does it, then they just go extinct. That's not a winning strategy. There's nothing moral about that. If anything, it's immoral to do that, right?
But for me, it's more about the use of language and dialogue and all that.
Use of language and dialogue. Who is the most divisive political leader right now when it comes to language and dialogue?
So you want me to say Donald Trump? So I'll say Donald Trump.
Okay. How many times has Asmongold or you said Donald Trump needs to stop?
Well, I say this all the time.
Donald Trump needs to stop. Not everybody and the left. Not everybody and the radical left. Donald Trump needs to stop.
Yo. What do you mean he doesn't? That's not true at all. Bro, I'm always critical of everybody's dialogue.
Donald
even the people
Trump,
that you think.
If I went to during the Warsaw Ghetto Massacre, if I went in and I saw the Jews fighting the Nazis, I was like, okay, all of you guys need to chill. Wouldn't that be really retarded? Wouldn't it be really stupid of me to say that?
Please don't throw some like historical or political references or whatever that I'm supposed to know. Like,
if I walked into a house
that.
And there was a, you know, some guy was fighting against 10 other dudes who were all trying to stab him to death, and this one guy had like a knife and he was trying to fight back, and I walk in and was like, hey, I think both sides here need to stop. Wouldn't that be really dumb? If one side was constantly ratcheting it up over and over and over again, and one side was constantly throwing more and more oil onto the fire,
but at this point, it kind of loses value, or whatever, right? When it's about doing the act, though, that's the difference where it's at, right?
Why? How?
Well, I'm just saying, in this is somebody actually does that. They do that, like they do the murder thing. That's no good.
Sure, but that's done, right? We want to stop future murders, right? So if we could only control one person's actions today to stop future murders, who's the one person that we would want to tell everybody to calm the fuck down the most?
Okay, so go mega hard on the people that do the acts, and be very vocal about it, instead of stirring the pot of like, no, they shouldn't be speaking about this, they should be speaking about that, they shouldn't be going around the pot. How about you be really harsh about people that do the murders and do the
fuck
weird...
No, what a waste of time. No, we don't elect a president of the United States for every single person in the United States to act completely free and independent of what every other person says. There are thought leaders, there are political leaders, there are leaders of movements in this country. Why would we assume that every single individual person needs to be controlled and messed... Like, we would talk to the people that lead the country, wouldn't we? In that case, you don't care that Hassan says crazy shit, or you shouldn't get mad at me for making an edgy joke. Then apparently nothing we say matters. We should just go to the murderers themselves. Not to mention that's always retrospective, so we can only react to murderers. We can't prevent any of them. Why is it so hard for you to just say, if Hillary Clinton or if Biden were president right now, would it be this hard for you to say, wow, Biden or Hillary really shouldn't say this shit and they should tell the left to calm the fuck down? Would you really have the same position?
Absolutely.
I don't believe you.
What? Bro.
I don't believe you because I don't care what you get called.
Time.
I don't care what you get called. In any world, it would be so obvious to an impartial observer that Donald Trump, who has stoked the flames in real ways, like pardoning people that have committed crimes for him on his behalf, in implicit ways, like inviting people to do crimes, like we invite people to the Capitol overthrow the fucking government, and then in rhetorical ways, when he's constantly making jokes about putting Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad and Second Amendment jokes and everything else, right? This guy should probably calm the fuck down.
I agree with all that. And I think that's dangerous language. And I am always vocal about dangerous language and loaded.
I'm not talking about dangerous language. I'm talking about a person who's doing it. Nothing you say matters if you're not willing to call out the person doing it.
Okay. Then I think I'm a pretty good actor on that front. I think people will mostly agree with that.
So I can find a single example of you saying Donald Trump really needs to fuck off with this. He needs to stop. Donald Trump, not everybody.
1,000,000%. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
The fuck is that? You have something on the case and then you'll find one. I mean,
I've never heard it before. Maybe it has happened somewhere. I've never heard you say that in my entire life. I've certainly never heard Asmongold say it. Okay. If that is
Donald Trump, you act like I'm not critical of this guy. Like I'm associated. Like, most of what he says is fucking brain dead. Most of the dialogues and lines of the talking are like some sub-zero IQ shit.
No,
most of it.
No, you're doing it right now, and you don't even realize you're doing it. It's not brain dead, and it's not sub-zero IQ. It's evil. It's driving people to violent action. It's encouraging violence. It's inviting violence. It's not just stupid. You're downplaying it right now.
I'm sorry. I had to retail the dialogue for this one particular argument. I use that as an example. I do that as a pattern of behavior. Don't retwist this as it. No, this is different. No. You ask me if I ever do this. I give you an example of how I do that. Don't revert back to the main topic and be like, oh, gotcha. What a stupid fucking thing you're doing right now. Like, what happened to your IQ? Did it fall off your fucking shoulders or what? Your brain's cooked. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're just backtracking for no reason.
Who's backtracking?
You backtracking for no reason.
I didn't backtrack. Why? Because you said that Trump was, and I'm trying to tell you, it's not that he's just stupid. It's that his language, his rhetoric, is leading to violence, like in a very real and predictable and obvious way.
You can't change the timeline and say, name me a thing where you've done that and now you're doing this. Like, you can't just swap the fucking timeline on me and be go, gotcha. Like,
no, I just said, do you call out Trump? And you said, well, yeah, I think I call him out all the time. I say he's retarded or sub-zero IQ. I was like, it's not that he's retarded. I'm not asking you to say he's stupid. I'm saying,
you have to call out that his rhetoric leads to violence. Yeah. I call out the difference between dangerous language and stupid lines of dialogue and deliberately irresponsible. And yes, I use those words all the time. It's not some crazy new thing for me. Like, what?
Okay. Do you acknowledge that right now the right is driving up right now the like they're all praying for some kind of like left like counterattack. They want like the right to assassinate somebody, right? Including Trump. Donald Trump is doing that.
I see all of them and it's fucking weird.
It's not weird. It's horrible. It's terrible. What do you say Hassan is weird when he's fucking supporting terrorism? Like why the weak language? It's not weird. It's horrible. It's abhorrent. It's irresponsible. It's insanity. It's calling for basically violence. I've seen like 20 different right wingers on fucking Twitter today on their mainstream media and alternative media platforms all calling for violence.
Yeah. Sorry for having a casual conversation with you and not using the exact word that is of that nature. You act like I'm doing this deliberately and it's like, oh no, dude. I use the terminology correctly all the fucking time. And people show you examples. Buddy, it's actually inside the out of everybody, right? That you think that me, I'm not like this. When I'm one of the most anti-violence person you probably know of.
Being anti-violence isn't a virtue. When one side is doing it more than the other, what you're saying is just empty and hollow. You're better off saying nothing. You're hurting more than helping. When you come into a situation where one side is being 90% of the violence and the other side is 10%, and you're like, I just want everybody to calm down. You're not helping. You're hurting at that point. You're feeding into the delusion that the right wing wants everybody to believe that it's like either both sides. They don't even say both sides. They just say it's always the left.
I disagree. I disagree. If you make it a point, to always call out whatever the side it is, to always sound business about the topic. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to fucking to conduct yourself in that way without being a virtue cuff lord. What about it? It's not some. How is that hard to understand?
You have to understand that when you say that, you're just supporting the person who's winning. It's a status quo reinforcement. Even if you don't realize it. If you go to Ukraine, Russia, and you're one of the people who's like, I just want the violence to stop. Who gets mad at that and who loves that? Russia loves that. And the Ukrainians get mad at that. What do you mean you just want the violence to stop? Fuck you. We've lost half our country. If you go to Israel, Palestine, you say, we just want the violence to stop. Who gets mad at that? Right? The Palestinians say, we don't even do violence. That's all Israel. Fuck you guys. They're stealing our shit. Right?
So how is your behavior solution in it? You're saying a lot of problems, not a solution.
The solution is the right has to disavow their end. It's so obvious that when you look at what's going on, Donald Trump should be able to come out and say, hey, everybody, all of us, we're all being fucking insane and everybody needs to calm the fuck down. Without saying Joe Biden, without saying the radical leftist Democrats, without even knowing what the fuck the shooter is, Donald Trump should very easily be able to say, everybody needs to calm the fuck down right now. He can't do that. Not only do they not disavow what they do, he constantly forgives it. And the whole right constantly make excuses for it. They don't own anything that they do.
Agreed. And does that fix the problem?
No, but it's better for both sides to be violent than to just sit there and endure the violence, because that just leads to a total eradication of your side.
So do you make it a point for you? Let's say, because if you're going to hold people to a standard, you have to hold yourself to the same standard, right? Mm-hmm. Do you denounce people that use bad language, the fucking leftist, radical, fucking dog shit call for violence. Do you make it a point for you to call these people out that when they do this shit? Is that what you said on them? Do you actually do that?
Generally, yeah. Less so now, though. Not when the Republicans are doing it, I think it's immoral to sit there and hand-wring on the left. Now my statement is, I don't think anybody on the left should say shit about it until Donald Trump does.
So for everybody, it's no, they have to do it like that. But for you, it's not, but now it's this, but now it's that. So how do they get that shield and that grace or that charitability, right? But that you're giving yourself. Why don't they get to have
that? They've had that charitability for 5 years. What are you talking about? They've had the charitability for three election cycles, and they've done nothing with it. Even today, they will not call out their side ever. They deny it even happens. They think that Jan 6 was a Fed-surrection. The Minnesota lawmaker that just got killed, like a month ago or 2 months ago? They said that person was killed by a radical leftist. It wasn't. It was conservative. Both the guys that tried to kill Trump were probably conservative. At least one of them was.
Don't do this thing.
You're doing it right now. At least admit it. At least admit
politics,
it.
Call it what you want.
Call it what you want. But if you're watching me or Hassan or you or Aiden, do it, dude. That's great. It's epic for you. It's epic. I hope that you repeat the video of one of us getting our fucking heads blown off, and you sit here and you say you do the same both sides. Okay. Shit. It's the most cucked fucking position in the world. You're such a fucking loser. Holy shit.
So you're gonna say probably Republican. But you get mad at somebody if somebody says, well, probably a trans shooter. What's the difference? You're making a pattern to do this
little
shit
bro,
language.
I know that you and Train like to victimize yourself all the time. Do you know what I'm perm banned for from Twitch on? Hold on. What do you think I'm perm banned from Twitch for? You're really going to use this on me?
Attack my argument.
Your argument is that I wouldn't call out trans people for being crazy? Remind me when I perm a ban from Twitch from again.
No. I said, that is not what I said. I said, you're doing this... probably a guy of this side, whatever, right?
We're having, by the way, that's what I call it.
But you would be against
you don't want to address
some
the
dumb
facts.
Fucking rhetoric if you were saying, yo, probably a trans shooter, but like they always do. Like,
I'm not aware of
a shield
I'm not
and a
aware,
pass.
It's not a shield and a pass. I'm not aware of there being like radical trans violent groups of people. If there were, I'd probably tell them to not do that. I'm not aware of this huge movement of like trans radicalist violent people. I'm sorry, do these people exist somewhere and I've missed them? I feel like I fought with every fucking trans group on the fucking internet. No. Am I just missing these people?
Did you misunderstand what I said? What I said is people use these rhetorics all the time, but for you it's okay to say, oh, probably a Republican. I think there's a pattern of behavior. It is a shit to do that. Wanna know why? Because you would probably get mad, as respectfully so, right? If people said, oh, probably another trans shooter, right? You would call them out if they said shit like that, right?
No.
But
it's cause and effect. People are not randomly doing acts of violence against the left for random reasons. The guy that showed up at the Pelosi household said that he got radicalized first watching Gamergate videos and then started rattling off a bunch of right-wing QAnon conspiracy theories. The people that showed up at Jan 6 were there because Donald Trump called them to be there to protest the outcome of the election because he said it was fucking rigged. The guy that just got convicted today said that he thought that he needed to make an assassination plot to shoot up 4 Democratic lawmakers because he lost his election in New Mexico. He said it was because he thought the election was rigged. These are all Republican talking words. It's not random. You're acting like any random shooter is just a random guy that does random things for random reasons. It's not the case. It's very predictable where a lot of it is coming from. The guy that mailed out pipe bombs to 12 different Democratic people, George Soros, the Clintons, the Obamas in 2018, was a QAnon or Donald Trump fan.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you're making it a side thing. So you're saying that this is not a thing that the left constantly prays and preaches this like, oh, this act of violence, but it gives me a W? Ah, fuck it. We're going to catch a W. Luigi fucking is my hero type shit. You don't think this is a narrative that's constantly being portrayed all the time? And that's what? That's fine?
I don't think the Luigi stuff was good, but there aren't lawmakers on the left. You think that the left is Hassan Piker, who's an actual terrorist fuck. No Democratic lawmakers are celebrating this. You're comparing the Republican Congress and the Republican president to 11 follower accounts on Twitter called Give Me My Hormone 6969.
In this particular case, in this particular type of problem, inaction is just as bad as action. It is just as, because you're cashing in the W when it's your side gets a kill count plus one kill, but it's your side that got that. Oh, I don't know what that is. It's probably a misfire. the bullet landed on his head. Oh, guys, it's probably an accident.
You know what?
Some people may be celebrating and misfired his gun. Oh, my God. Moving on.
Right? Okay, sanity check. Like, sanity check. How many did, hold on. Dead. How many people did Donald Trump pardon for the J6 thing? It was all of them, right? How many people did Biden pardon for the BLM riots?
Brother, you're doing this presidency cocklordery. Because Donald Trump
that's called
won
politics.
And not Kamala.
Because real life isn't just a Twitter account.
Why are you always
you
reverting
what?
Back to what Donald Trump is doing? It.
Oh my God,
bro! It's one elderly fucking like.
You're
what,
so
like,
cucked.
What a,
it's actually so cucked. Is it a requirement? Bro, what is the visa you're on? Is it the fucking sperm swallow visa that you have to suck off at least 10 conservatives in order to be down here in the United States? What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, I hold the president of the United States. The president of the United States is more important with what he says than random fucking Twitter accounts. How is that really hard to understand?
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. So, if you were to put a placeholder, let's say fuck it. Kamala is in the president. She won. Makes history different. And she calls out the violence all the time. This shit suddenly stops and then what? The growing culture.
Yes, it would probably
violence?
Lower a lot. Yes. Why do you think that all of the massive protests of the? Did you know that? Here's a fun stat: 7 of the largest protests in U.S. history, 7 out of the last 10 of them, happened under Donald Trump's presidencies. Do you think it's random? Do you think that just happened to be by chance? This is a guy saying he could stop the invasion in Ukraine and he can't stop mass protests and riots in the United States? Tell me that's random. Before you say the next dumb thing, just say at least, no, that was probably all random. That was just random. There was nothing Trump could have done about that.
What was random?
The fact that all the violent rioting, all of the fucking shit that's happening in our country, that so much of it is happening under Donald Trump, do you think that's random? Do you think that Trump and Biden were just as inflammatory as each other?
Wait, I'm so confused. What is it? Is it statistically more violent things happening under Trump?
I'm saying that of the last 10 huge protests, largest protests in U.S. history, 7 of them happened under Trump's presidency over the last 3 terms, and we're only 1 year into this one. Not even.
I think using a data sample of that size is genuinely irresponsible. I think it's irresponsible.
Okay, how would you measure it? How do you want to measure it? Politicians killed? Plots thwarted? Attempted political assassinations? Which one do you want to use? Tell me which one you want to use.
So what you're saying,
what I'm saying,
what you're saying is that the right is speaking words I don't like and having narratives I don't like, but the left is the one carrying out actions of terrorism, so the right is wrong. But if they just spoke better, it would all stop. It's like you moved to California again, and you're eating the utopia pill. Like, you have it all the way up your asshole. It's so stupid, it's brain dead, it's uneducated, and it's crazy. You're portraying these narratives like it's the truth. It's insane. You've lost your mind.
So nothing any of our leadership says, none of that matters. It doesn't influence any behavior whatsoever, you don't think. It doesn't play into it at all. Despite the fact that all the people that commit these crimes say they did it because of QAnon, because of Donald Trump, because of the election fraud, because of the guy that just shot up the CDC because of the COVID vax lies. That none of that matters. Even though the people committing the crimes are telling you why they're doing it, they're actually all wrong. But XTC, you're right. It's just random.
I feel like it's how would you say result based? It's very result based thinking.
So then, why are you telling anybody to say to not say anything at all? Why did Charlie Kirk just get killed then? Let's assume it was a left wing shooter. That was just a random act of violence. Then why say anything at all? Why bother telling people to adjust their rhetoric at all if none of it actually matters?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Like, if Hassan should be able to say whatever he wants, I should be able to make whatever jokes on, why should any of it matter online then? If what the president of the United States says doesn't influence people's actions, then why should anybody give a fuck about the violent rhetoric they use anywhere?
Well, I'm trying to unpack that real quick. That makes sense. That has some validity. I absolutely agree that all these things should absolutely change. I was always on your camp on that. That it's all incredibly dangerous. All is absolute dog shit. But you have to make an effort to denounce and condemn the one that actually fires the gun. That is the problem.
That's not the problem, though. You think it's a problem, but it's not. Every large media outlet and lawmaker on the left has unequivocally called it out as bad. Every person on the right is calling for fucking war and vengeance.
Oh my, that, okay, see, that's the utopia pill. I feel like you have, this is like,
what's the utopia pill? What's the utopia pill? What do you mean by that?
It's the leftist dumb fuck colored glasses. The left is calling this out. No, they have not. Bro, the way that they portray these things that
click
happen.
Click this and show your stream. Click this and show your stream, and then you can find counterexamples. I got nothing else to do today. Go ahead. Click this, show your stream, and let's just walk through both pictures. And then you can do all the counterexamples you want, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking at your picture. What about it?
Left. Click the left one. On the top left, we've got former President Barack Obama. We've got former President Joe Biden. We've got huge international mainstream media figure Mehdi Hasan. Bottom left, alternative left-wing media figure Cenk Uygur. We've got hopeful presidential candidate, current Senator Bernie Sanders. We've got Mamdani from New York City. We've got California Governor Gavin Newsom. We've got David Hogg, who is a DNC chair. We've got a representative, Pramila Jayapal, I can't pronounce her name. Huge center-left media figure Brian Tyler Cohen. Center-left media figure David Pakman, some of the largest people on the left wing on YouTube. We've got Crystal Ball. We've got Brian Krasenstein, huge fucking, Twitter lord, Hutch, fellow Twitch streamer for you. Okay, go to the next fucking picture. What do we have from these people? These are some of the biggest right-wing accounts. You think that this is comparable? You think that both sides are doing the same thing? I can send you videos of people on the Daily Wire. We can go through Matt Walsh's response, where he says the time for playing nice is over. We can go through Ben Shapiro's response.
What you did,
yeah.
What you did, unironically, you sat there at your computer and you linked me this shit that compares Barack Obama to the libs of TikTok. I have had enough with your stupid dog shit.
Who is
shit.
The video? Who
Cook!
Is the, hey, who is the Cook! Guy?
I can't do it.
Who
I
is the guy? Who
I
is the guy in the top middle? Who is the Ron? Who is that guy? What's that video of? Who is that? Did he walk away? We can wait. Well, I can just play this for his chat next, actually. Hold on. How do I route this into my microphone? 24 hours. This is retweeted from the Daily Wire account, which is the largest right-wing alternative media outlet in the United States. And it is a statement, part of a statement from Matt Walsh, who's one of the largest right-wing alternative media figures in the United States.
For hours, I've seen some in the media, some of the very same people who intentionally stoked murder. Over the past 24 hours, I've seen some in the media, some of the very same people who intentionally stoked murderous hatred against people like Charlie Kirk and Charlie Kirk specifically, now saying that we need to turn down the temperature and start having conversations. Well, Charlie tried to have conversations with you on the left, and you killed him for it.
Yeah, I'm back.
You're killing
us. Sorry, I had to go deep on some money.
In our churches. You tried to kill our president. You killed one of our greatest advocates in Charlie Kirk. You have been openly cheering for and celebrating and encouraging.
We're just listening. We're listening to the statement that was made by the largest alternative media right wing platform right now on the internet. Hold on, it's like 30 more seconds. One sec.
Political violence for years. Antifa.
Is it end wokeness?
What?
Is it end wokeness or is it libs of TikTok?
It's Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
Well-funded, highly orchestrated, widespread movements based in and fueled by violence. You made a hero out of Luigi Mangione. And you celebrate Charlie's death even now. It's too late to turn the temperature down. This is not a time to hold hands. It's a time for justice. This is a time for good to fight back against evil. It is time for the righteous to prevail. For the sake of our country and for our families and our children and for Charlie.
What do you think he means when he says that? The time for talking is over.
What he means is I'm going to use this opportunity when the temperature is hot to get what I actually want in all this and to fight back and get retaliation and revenge. And I'm a pussy. And I disagree with that. I disagree. That's what all okay. I hear is this sure. bullshit.
You're disagreeing with that's the largest right-wing alternative media outlet.
Well, I don't give a fuck what he says. I don't give a fuck anybody on the right or the left says.
That's fine. But I'm saying,
everybody's deliberately stupid. Everybody's deliberately.
Find me a left-wing account doing this. That is like a reputable figure on the left, like a large left-wing media account, like a media person, random Twitter people. Yeah.
So the reason why I said earlier you're wearing these utopian glasses, or whatever. And you're always having these labels for others, but not you. It's this, give me a big account, left, state representative, official, massive, huge, and famous. But you, right, when you make an argument, it's libs of TikTok and wokeness, dumb fuck Christopher Ruffo, what is that? Some random Twitter cuck. How come?
Hold on.
First of all, for the left, look for the right. It's whatever. We'll use whatever we find on Twitter.
Number one. I didn't make this compilation. I was more leaning on the first image than the second image. But number two, even at that second image you have, that guy in the top right there, Elon Musk, is the owner of the platform and the richest man in the world, and was in the fucking White House. I noticed you didn't read his name. That bottom right person, Laura Loomer, people don't know if it's lip injections or the fact that she's had her mouth on Trump's cock for so long that makes those lips so fucking big, but this bitch is in the White House every other fucking month giving guidance to the President of the United States, and she's currently on a doxing spree right now on Twitter for people that she is accusing of supporting violence. I can give you more. We just listened to Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire. I can read you out tweets from fucking Stephen Miller, who is the fucking deputy chief of staff in the White House office, who's literally fucking Hitler 2.0. Our hearts are shattered. America's lost one of its greatest champions. All of us now must dedicate ourselves to defeating the evil that stole Charlie from this world. What do you think he means by that? There's a much longer tweet from his figure if you want. I've got a tweet from Nancy Mace, not a tweet, a video of her, who's a sitting congressperson. If you want, we can listen to what she says. I can play you that one next if you want. You can soy the fuck out over the fact that this guy included some of the largest Twitter accounts that are constantly interacted with by large right-wing figures. But we can find lawmakers and... go ahead. Repeat the same retarded shit you just said in the face of everything I just told you. Go ahead. Say it again.
Pretend that I just gave you random Twitter accounts when I just rattled off five mass...
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I agreed that everybody that's doing this shit...
Not everybody. Oh, there it is. Everybody. True.
Okay. I forgot with you, I need to...
Can you admit there were some Jews... There were some Jews in the Holocaust that probably deserved it, right? I'll admit that. There probably were some piece of shit. There were probably some Jews... Say it. Just say it. Let me hear it. There were probably some Jews in the Holocaust that should have been fucking murdered. Okay? There were probably some. Statistically speaking, there has to have been.
Look at my POV.
There has to have been. At least like 5 or 10.
I'm looking at the screen.
But I know at least a couple Jews...
I'm looking at the screen with right-wing Andy. You want to say everybody... And look at the screen. Sorry, I need to use my words here to with you today because today, Jan, you're very fragile. The right wing Andes, the big political figures on the right, are deliberately using dangerous language in a retaliatory manner to get payback for the act against one of their own. It's absolutely abysmal. It's awful. It's satanic. Boom. That's it. Cool. That's the story.
Okay.
I agree 100%.
Cool. Oh, that's good.
All these people are wrong. They're so wrong. It's disgusting.
Sure, that's fine.
Fuck all of them.
Every single event in the past decade has looked like this.
Okay.
With every single person on the left constantly saying, this isn't good. No violence. We can't do this. And every single person on the right saying, actually, that wasn't even us. We didn't do that. That was a Fed insurrection. That was Fauci and the COVID vaccine. That guy was crazy. And we disavowed him. We don't even know that. There's Paul Pelosi's gay lover. And we don't know who mailed those pipe bombs. And the guy who shot him was maybe a secret liberal. So when it's one side doing it over and over and over again, and you come in and you say both sides need to calm down, and then the left says both sides need to calm down, and the right says we're going to war, baby.
Not my argument. My argument is that people have gamified their language. People have gamified their influence, and they're finding ways at which it is effective to so their shit actually happens the way they want it to happen. And the reality is that this is what the right does, and I agree. What the left does, I think, is also satanic and abysmal, is the downplaying of violence, the ignoring acts of violence, downplaying arson and firebombing as protests, is fucking looting and blowing cars up as being a legal demonstration. That's also the problem. They're both.
It's not.
It's awful. But you don't declare that.
No, the difference.
I'm gonna make a joke on Twitter to get some likes about
I already asked you the difference, X. The difference is that for Biden to get elected, Biden had to say that the rioting that happened over the BLM riots was bad, and he said that. And when Biden came into office, you know what he didn't do? He didn't pardon every single BLM rioter. When Trump came into office, he pardoned every single Jan 6er, even the people who were convicted of seditious treason. You see you understand the difference there?
So what you're saying is that one villain stands on business and the other one doesn't, and that's somehow a way to make one better than the other. It's both awful.
No.
What about
one side is inviting violence and the other side is trying to tone it down? And it's constantly that dynamic. It is always Trump stoking the flames. It is always Trump telling people to be more violent. It is always Trump denying that anything even happened. Oh, there were good people on both sides.
Hold on. I'm going to make a good argument. I want you to try to break this down and give him an argument the ability that it deserves, okay? This, I've always said this. I've heard this very often, but I think about it a lot. This is like exactly how a Counter-Strike lobby is when there's a cheater. It is the exact same thing. If you are playing in a game and you're queuing with a cheater, right? And everybody else is cheating, right? And you don't denounce it, you don't say, oh, fuck this guy. You don't report him. You don't kick him. You don't ban him. You just, guys, oh, he's on my side. He's killing everybody and I'm winning the game. I don't even know. Maybe he's cheating. I don't know. I just like playing with him. Ha ha ha. And you go over and over again. You are constantly green lighting the act. And you're reinforcing the thought that this is okay to do. And
who
will
is
do
green?
That.
There are not large
the
figures
left
on the left.
Does that all the time.
X. Give me
they
an example. Who on the left? Who on the left is greenlighting this behavior? There are not large figures on the left doing this. It's crazy. People
don't
Twitter
denounce act of violence.
Who does? Bro. What I'm telling you is, if you look at the leadership on the left, if you look at the media, if you look at the lawmakers, if you look at the presidents, the left doesn't do this. The right does.
Oh. You again?
Give me one example. Just one example.
What example? Like, what? Gavin Newsom, whoever the fuck mayor of whatever city. It's like, this event isn't some. Let me guess. Oh, this is a good one. Let me guess. It's not some arson or acts of violence. This is people demonstrating it. Their rights to freedom and
Gavin Newsom, absolutely. You're such a ghoulish fuck. Gavin Newsom absolutely never said that. Find me the fucking tweet where he said that he encouraged violence in LA. Gavin told the feds to fuck off because they had it handled. And he told people that he wouldn't accept violent rioting, and they arrested motherfuckers that were violent rioting. Where are you talking about the shit that just happened in the last few months when the president of the United States deployed the National Guard illegally, by the way, against the will of the sitting governor, by the way, with 600 additional Marine reinforcements? By the way, when California themselves and LA said they had it handled, you're taking a situation where the president was unhinged, was out of pocket, was against the law, and was acting as a fucking dictator, and you're spinning this as though Gavin Newsom did something wrong? Do you understand how absolutely fucking brain broken you are, right? Like, even worse than the normal who happens to be in the U.S., like, sitting here. Do you understand No, you're not standing up business. It's the most fucking retarded shit I've ever heard you say in my entire life. It's so fucking retarded. Find me the tweet. Find me where Gavin was saying it was okay for the writing to happen. I'll wait. I got nothing to do. Go. Do it. Or someone in your chat can find it. I want to see it.
What are you talking about? I wasn't even speaking about that either. You went on a tangent for no reason. The wording, the portrayal, avoiding the actual issue, not saying
it. Avoiding what issue?
Oh my fucking God.
Gavin directly disavowed the rioting. He said it was bad. He said they were going to arrest people for doing it. What are you talking about?
We're going to arrest people that do this, guys. We don't like this over here, guys.
Yeah, he said that. They did it. He said that and they did it.
Okay.
You acknowledge that at the same time, Donald Trump was illegally sending
the military
to California.
I'm not going to convince you.
Yeah, because it's the facts. I know. The facts suck. Facts are annoying.
I'm never going to convince you.
The next guy that you see dying, please don't fucking pretend that you give a fuck, okay? Play the clip a few times. Get some fucking laughs. Go and fucking virgin. Don't pretend you actually give a fuck about any of this shit. Because you guys are the problem. It is your fault. People like you and Asmongold are the worst.
I am the most consistent anti-vaccine you'll ever find.
Yes, I agree.
I am so
consistently fucking retarded. Consistently retarded.
Crazy. Yo, Destiny, you understand? Like, this is my view of the world, okay? Doing the right thing, more often than not, the vast majority of the time, is taking L's. Because being actually better than whoever you're trying to denounce as the bad person means that you take an L, and you don't change your behavior. Oh, you're going to do this?
Can you give me one example in human history of that happening? Give me one example of that happening. When the Brits were taxing Americans without representation, did they just sit and take it? In the Civil War, when shots were fired at Fort Sumter and the South seceded from the United States, did they just take it?
So what is
when Germany was steamrolling all of Europe, did
accelerationism equals win?
Who's talking about accelerationism? No, I'm asking you. Give me one example where somebody sat and took it and took L after L after L, and they magically went at the end. You know where that happens? It happens in anime and Marvel movies. Show me in the real world where this happens.
In what sense?
Where somebody takes L after L after L, and they just sit there and lose over and over again, but they somehow magically win at the end. Where it's not a fucking anime. Where does this happen? What you're advocating for is extinction on one side, and you're pretending there's some morality in it because you're not affected. That's all you're doing at the end of the day. You people like you and Asmongold, you're not affected.
That is rich. That is rich. That is rich. That is incredibly rich to say that, by the way. While your side is not affected, this is a classic. It's a classic.
A classic how?
Why? It's just a classic. It's a classic because the left always gets free W's all the time. Out of not denouncing and skirting around bad words. This is not an epidemic, guys. This is a cultural phenomenon.
Show me where Gavin says that this is. What do you want him to say here that he didn't say? This is in regards to the riots a few months ago.
Like it.
Why send it to Twitter or on Discord?
If you incite violence or destroy our communities, you're going to be held to account. That kind of criminal behavior will not be tolerated. Full stop. Already
guys,
more than 200.
Guys, let me translate this to English so people that don't understand what he's saying. Guys, if you are, guys, by the way, let me tell you, I'm on a 27 win streak in CS. If you cheat in my games, we will come after you. We will get you. We will ban you. By the way, I'm on a 73 win streak right now with this guy on my team. We will come after and we will get you. You will not cheat in our lobbies. You will not, and we will report you every time. By the way, guys, I'm currently rank one with this dual win with the cheater. We're gonna get you. It's fucking weird. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Blah 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 blah. Just talking, ignoring the act. It's cuck shit. It's cuck shit. The man is not stand on business.
He does stand on business. They arrested people. But if you want to use a cheating example, like you see, fine, let's use a cheating example. What happens in a game where you've got some people that cheat and some people that don't? What happens? There's one of two things can happen. You've played games, I played games, you know the answer. There's only one of two ways that situation can turn out. If there are people in games that cheat and people in games that don't cheat. Tell me what are the two ways that this can end up?
People get fed up and now everybody's cheating.
Yes, that's one way, yeah. So the game is overrun by cheaters. You see this happen especially with free-to-play stuff, right? Or two, what happens? The cheaters all get banned, right? There is no world where you go into those games and you tell everybody else, guys, just stop cheating. Guys, just stop cheating and they'll go away. Guys, just stop cheating. That never happens because what would it lead to? It would lead to extinction. And that's what happens in every single one of those. For a while, it happened with PUBG, it happened with CSGO, it happened with every free-to-play game in the world where it just got overrun by cheaters. And unless somebody comes in and bans them, then they take over and they just run shit.
I think if you make it a point to always shame people and always recurve the narrative, say, don't do this shit. It is my understanding that you're doing the right thing and you are now, you are the better person. It is what it is. What about it? This is what I think. You're doing the right thing and I don't do this. Oh, dude, I'm going to fucking, what are you going to do? I'm going to dox the people that are cheating. No, I think that's bullshit. I think it's all dog shit. I think people can just do better, man. It's that simple.
Really? Yeah, so what's one game where the cheating just disappeared without people getting, you say, doxxed? How about sued? Right? Didn't that happen to big cheat makers where they literally got fucking sued by Blizzard? I think for at least one of them. Or where people get banned. They get kicked out. Deported. What game fixed the cheating problem magically? Ever?
Valorant.
Really? Valorant? Don't they literally have a fucking RAM injection program that Riot uses to...
They mine Bitcoin on my PC and I let them. I am a cuck of Bitcoin.
Doesn't work.
The Chinese spyware is in my ass as we speak, digging a hole, and I love it.
Okay, so then that example doesn't work then. There's somebody else that's enforcing that. We have nobody enforcing that in the United States. One side is just cheating right now with impunity, and you're pretending that it's going to magically go away. Why? They keep winning games. Trump won the last election. Cheating. They're just going to keep winning.
Oh, so now again. He's cheating. Right? Is that what you're saying? Is that where you're going with? No, I think that is rigged. I think saying that anything is rigged is like, unless it is proved that it's rigged, I mean, let's be honest. It's just, you're just saying things. Like, what about?
Sure. Here's proof that it was rigged. The fact that he pardoned every single person that showed up at the Capitol to insurrect the government, that he ordered to be there, that he told people to come there. That would be one example of rigging. I can give you like 20 more if you want.
Boy, example of rigging. How?
Donald Trump told everybody that the 2020 election was rigged. 80% plus of conservatives today still think the 2020 election was rigged. They showed up at the Capitol to protest the election, and then eventually to riot in the White House, and eventually to kick out the lawmakers so that they could prevent the peaceful transfer of power. Every single person involved with that, when Donald Trump was elected again, was pardoned. He said, it's okay, it's cool. People that would've...
that's wild to me. Yes. That all that is a bit, that's abysmal. It's a failure of everything that every state that it's stand on. And yeah, it's an absolute disaster.
Okay, but is there a single equivalent action that anybody on the left has done?
Well, you mean like when Biden pardoned his the crack smoker?
Why did Biden pardon his son?
I don't know. You tell me. I thought he said he wouldn't do it.
Do you know what two crimes? Do you know what two crimes he was convicted for?
Okay.
Hunter Biden was convicted for lying on a federal tax roll.
So now you're doing charitability.
Oh, you don't like the facts. You don't like the facts.
Now you're doing charitability.
I'm not being charitable. I was just telling you a factual record of what was going on. But you don't like the facts because they bother you. Yeah, they bother you. Oh, you want to tell me?
I'm not one of those guys. Go ahead.
Hunter Biden was convicted for two things. One, he was convicted for tax evasion in 2019 on taxes that he'd already paid back, that him and the IRS had already settled on, that were fully paid back, one. And then two, he was convicted for lying on a 4473 because he smoked crack at the same time that he bought his gun. This was after the Republicans had investigated him for 4 years, claiming that he was conspiring in Burisma in Ukraine to do illegal international business. Okay? Biden pardoned him.
So he had paid his taxes? Is that how it actually went down?
Yes.
Is that an accurate, like documented thing?
Go to Wikipedia if you don't believe me, or Google it. Yes, they were all paid back already.
Well,
yes.
I just feel like this is, it sounds a little bit like a fairy tale. It could not
wow.
be.
Oh, but that's crazy how all the Republican shit is so fucking horrible and bad, but it's literally on the open. If any of you fucking retards would take 2 seconds to read about it, but yes,
well, I'm not a Republican.
You are in practice. Yeah, of course you are. What do you mean? Obviously, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. I identity politics master, I get it again.
It's not identity politics. It's like a guy walks out of a room with cum leaking out of his asshole in his mouth and says, I'm not gay. It doesn't really mean much. As long as you still get fucked in the ass and you take dick in your mouth, right? You carry all the Trump talking points and you do everything that they want you to do. It doesn't matter what the fuck you call yourself.
Okay.
At the end of the day, right? A Trump dick suck is a Trump dick suck.
Then you're radical left then. You're a radical left because you're a fucking short gnome with fucking blue hair doing cuck shit.
A radical, I'm the radical left who fights with?
That's how I see it. If you
you and I are standing in front of an assassin right now and we have to figure out who's criticized who more. Have I criticized the far left more or have you criticized Donald Trump more? Who's getting shot in that circumstance? Are you fucking serious? I'm literally Hassan's like waking nightmare, and you're telling me that I'm a radical leftist? Like, do you even remember who you're talking to?
Okay, well, Hassan is a post radical. Where it's a new meta that I made. It's post radical. It's accepted terrorism. Yeah, I think that's being a terrorist sympathetic person. That's fucking awful. That's post radical. That's what I say.
Sure. So I think I've easily exceeded my threshold for ever being called a far leftist. I think I've got my creds critiquing the far left. So I don't know how you could possibly say I'm critiquing the far left. But you refuse to call out Donald Trump and the right for constantly evading.
I go on the right all the time. That's crazy.
Saying both sides and saying everyone does it is not the same.
I call out the right all the time.
If you had to guess for percentage of time, I'm just curious. If you had to guess percentage-wise, this is how much percentage time I criticize Donald Trump and the people in Congress versus how much time I criticize everything on the left. What do you think the split is there?
I don't know.
Do you think it's like 50-50? Do you think it's like 40-60? Do you think it's like... My guess is it's like 95-5, maybe. Five is generous. I don't think I've ever heard you call out Trump before in my entire life.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, maybe it's more of a thing where like an I fell off argument type thing. But that's so false. It's crazy.
It's just
being unfair and uncharitable. It is what it is.
Okay, for people in XQC's chat, does he call out Trump and I just miss it? Maybe I do. That could be. By the way, I admit it because maybe my chat just doesn't show me those clips. It's possible. You did do the advertisement with Aiden Ross. That's true. But
I did not. I mean, I was doing audio checks, but it's all good.
Really?
I saw
pictures and everything of you with him and all that. Okay, we got some yeses, no's. Yes,
which one have I posted on my own behalf? Where have I showed that? Oh yeah, like this is something. I want it. I'm doing this, dude. That's not how it happened. That is the standard. Which if somebody, let's say, had a job to be partying. No, dude, you cannot be against the left. You have a job that is in the realm of the left. You are paid by the left. You are funded. You are an agent. Like, dude, come on, bro. It's like some really like. I think it's just more like you're thinking, but it's whatever.
Wait,
I think
what?
It's weak sauce.
I don't understand what you were saying. Could you rephrase it?
Yeah, I mean. If this is a smoking gun, like, oh, dude, you are on that stream. Like that's who you associate with.
No, I'm not
with.
Saying that's like, the smoking gun. I don't even care that much about that. I'm just saying that in the grand totality of things, the strategy on the right is always the far right will never take responsibility for anything, will always throw bombs at the far left. Useful people you and Asmongold, well, he's probably far right now, but you guys will just say, oh, it's both sides. And then people on the left will have to sit there and say, oh, guys, maybe it's both sides. And that's it. Over and over again. For the last 10 years, that's what we've done.
You know what's sad? You know, you would actually be very impressed by the amount of people that try to get streams and get stuff done with the left, with Kamala, with their group to help their campaign for free, voluntarily, right? You would be actually impressed and how unreceptive they are and how stupid they are and how it is their fault of the elections because they have branding problems. They're dog shit. Bro, the only one piece of media they did with somebody that talks to the youth a little bit is the guy that fucked the girl that was suing for 20 mil for free and he fucking bagged this dumb fuck. Fucking Shannon Sharpie. Guys, I'm not going to do a stream or whatever. I'm not going to do this massive event where we get a lot of publicity. I'm going to do the Shaq Shannon Sharpie podcast. That'll get him going. What a waste of fucking time. The left has fallen and some people are fucking locking on the fucking DC people are almost looting deliberately. It is wild. It's, bro, Shannon Sharpie podcast, the only piece of media that's angled towards the youth thing. We lost the youth vote. Oh, these fucking red-pilled right-wing are corrupting the youth, whatever. What have you been doing? What have they been doing? They alienated everybody like a bunch of fucking cuck lords. Jesus Christ.
What? I have no... How did this end up with you shitting on the left? I don't even know what we're talking about right now. What?
True. And that is true. What I'm saying is that if given the opportunity, I would have not been on the background of a fucking Trump stream. I would have been at the forefront of a Kamala stream, right? But these people are fucking brain dead. Don't hold it against me that they have zero IQ, that they don't have how to conduct a fucking political campaign to make their candidate win the fucking election. They're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I agree. They have issues. Yeah, for sure. But part of the issue, the thing that I'm fighting on right now, is the media environment. The reason why they're so brain broken is because they see people like you laugh when people like Trump say the most abhorrent, disgusting, fucked up shit in the universe. And then you guys lose your fucking mind when Hillary Clinton says like basket of deplorables. And it makes the media environment really fucking confusing. When they see a mass shooting happen, and everyone on the right is calling for fucking war. And then the president is deploying the National Guard and the military to states. And people are like, wow. President of Peace, LOL, Department of War. That's so epic, XD. And then you look at Biden, you're like, oh my God, the Democrats are so violent all the time because look at this account on Twitter. Yeah, it's a really confusing and a difficult media environment to navigate. When any fair-minded person, when any apolitical person would look at what's going on in the US right now, go like, wow, it's not really that surprising that it's super violent. Your President Donald Trump is probably the most divisive figure in probably all of, in at least the last century of US history, right? He's the least popular president right now. The second least popular was him in term one. And you're turning around and it's like, oh, both sides. He has no responsibility for anything that happens. Like, you just sat here and told me that the president of the United States' own rhetoric doesn't matter and influence its citizens. Like, what the fuck? Well, you spent half your time here railing against me making edgy tweets or Hassan saying that shit. Why does it matter?
I think words are whatever. I think words are whatever.
What do you mean, words are whatever? What do you think people fucking go to war over? Do you think everybody goes to war because somebody killed their own personal family or friend? What do you mean? words or whatever. People start wars over ideologies and words and religions and thoughts and ideas.
I mean, when you say, oh guys, don't do this. I mean, I'm just saying it falls on deaf ears. It is what it is. Like,
why do you don't think these people are influential at all? That when the killers go out and kill and they say, I did it because this guy said it, that doesn't matter. What do you need to prove to connect the thoughts?
So the rhetorics, when it's from the right, it's clear coded. It's probably this, whatever. But when it's on the left, it could have been that. Whatever, dude. I think you're just not being consistent with it.
When the left does it, I call them out on it. Look, all the cop shit and all the unarmed black people shit. I said that was bad. What do you mean? I called them out on. And Biden and Kamala had to disavow it as well. When they ran for office, they had to say, "You just saw a tweet of Gavin Newsom saying this violence is not acceptable. You can't do it. You'll be arrested." Show me one tweet of Donald Trump talking about the right like that. You will never be able to find it. You won't.
Then tell people to stop shooting people on the streets, stop gun violence. Oh my God, it's super bonus.
When did they go home? Stop doing drugs. On January 6th, when did they go home?
Please, I beg it. We need Trump to say.
No, you're saying some retarded shit. Nobody does drugs because a political person told them to do drugs. You fucking retard.
Nobody.
The public told them to do drugs.
Homeless are saved. World-changing news are coming in. Fentanyl has disappeared from physical realm.
The thing,
all of it has turned to dust.
You guys need to go to more public events. At the very least, if you're going to sit here and talk about it, you should go. You need to go be at risk just like anybody else. Don't say shit unless you're willing to go stand outside and see who the fuck is going to show up at your event. Because it is insane to me that retarded fucking roach lords like you and Aspergill will sit in your fucking house and stoke the flame so hard and then point out random left-wing accounts where the President of the United States is literally saying unhinged shit every single fucking day, and you sit here and laugh at it like you're an actual fucking toddler watching
the
Jack in the Box. That's crazy. That is insane to me.
The language you're using is crazy, but now I think it's awful. I think you're so brave of you to call me out.
Good job. The guy who's, by the way, banned from your streaming platform, Twitch, for calling out the left wing, by the way. You're so brave. Meanwhile, Trump will never, ever call out the right, because he doesn't need to, because fleshlights like you will always be there to take another fucking load for him. You will never call him out, and I bet you haven't. I'd be curious if some of you are trying to leak me after. Of you calling out Trump without immediately after going, and the left does it too, and the far left too, and the Democrats too. Show me one time with you calling out Trump on his own. One time. I bet you haven't done it in the past year. I bet it hasn't happened.
Yeah, bro, when people link you to clips and when you see it, I don't want an apology publicly. I want an apology from you to me that you try to fucking actually pin this shit on me like that. I think it's odd. I think it's an odd behavior.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Hopefully, the past year, one time. Okay, I love everybody. Good luck gambling.
All right. Thank you, man. See ya.
I just want to play video games. I hate politics. It's so cringe. How did that get to words don't mean anything at the end, even when they come from the President of the United States? Stop. Hold on. I need you to understand this. Somebody said, Destiny, why is it so hard for these people to just say Trump needs to calm down? Because they don't think he needs to calm down. They think that when he says that it's epic and based. It's not an intentional, at least not with, excuse me, probably not with Asmongold. I don't think these are intentional political propaganda strategies. We feel like Charlie Kirk it was, but for them, I don't think so. But they just think it's like funny and epic and based. And they don't draw the connection because to them, it's just memes at the end of the day. Anytime somebody says it's just words, LOL, like politics are just words? What do you mean? Empires rise and fall off of certain political leaders and shit that just speak, right? But words, like the whole reason for the existence of language is to invoke thought and ideally inspire action in the minds of other people. Like the statement, it's just words, when words are literally the most important thing, the concept for language is what separates us from the animal kingdom. It's just words. It's such an unbelievable thing to say. It's so crazy to me that somebody could say that.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors, we're friends, co-workers, citizens, and most importantly, we are fellow Americans. We must stand together. Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are. How we go forward from here.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. this kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now.
What the fuck did X mean when he said Gavin was on a team with a cheater? He will never admit this, but what he means is he was scrolling Twitter and he saw a whole bunch of headlines and quotes from things that Gavin might have never even said, and he believes that that was reality, because reality is what conservatives put in front of you on social media.
My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. From the attack on my life in Butler, Pennsylvania last year, which killed a husband and father, to the attacks on ICE agents, to the vicious murder of a healthcare executive in the streets of New York, to the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and three others, radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives.
We still don't know the shooter, by the way. We still don't know this political ideology. But apparently we know it was the radical left over and 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 over again. It might be that, true. Sometimes Trump does do at least nice holiday tweets. Do you remember when Biden and Obama and Hillary used to tweet like this? Happy Easter to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting and scheming so hard to bring murderers, drug lords, dangerous prisoners, the mentally insane, and well-known MS-13 gang members and wife beaters back into our country. Happy Easter also to the weak and ineffective judges and law enforcement officials who are allowing the sinister attack on our nation to continue, an attack so violent that it will never be forgotten. Sleepy Joe Biden purposefully allowed millions of criminals to enter our country totally unvetted and unchecked through an open borders policy that will go down in history as the single most calamitous act ever perpetrated upon America. He was by far our worst and most incompetent president, a man who had absolutely no idea what he was doing. But to him and to the person that ran and manipulated the auto pen, perhaps our real president, and to all of the people who cheated in the 2020 presidential election in order to get this highly destructive moron elected, I wish you, with great love, sincerity, and affection, a very happy Easter. Guarantee you, at least 20 large conservative people or streamers, whatever else, read this fucking tweet and giggled and laughed along and said, oh, that's just Trump being Trump. Like, it's unreal, dude. The only person that I support right now on social media is Mehdi Hasan. He is my spirit animal. He is my soul